You know, on this show, when we tell you a story, we don't just give away the ending. Right at the top, we let you follow the building narrative. And with that in mind, book lover Nancy Pearl and KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman come together to talk about thrillers and what happens next. Listen for yourself.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Marcy.
Over the many years that you and I have had these conversations, we've talked a lot about thrillers and mysteries and police procedurals, and we're going to do that again today. But before we do that, I thought maybe we should walk it back a little, and you can tell me what the distinctions are.
Well, that's a problem, because you could argue that every mystery has thrilling elements and every thriller has mysterious elements, and police procedurals are just a subset. Yet we insist on, I don't know if this is an American our kind of insistence on pinning everything to a particular category. In the library world, what we used to do when we were going to divide them into thrillers or mysteries, in order for it to be a mystery, the book had to have a detective. And that created its own issues, because every book that we would classify has some kind of detective, whether they're a licensed PI, private investigator, or whether they're part of the police. All of those things just made the whole genre a kind of mishmash.
I always figured that a mystery had to have a resolution of some kind.
One way of understanding a mystery is that it begins with a disruption. The world is disrupted in some way, usually by a death. And then at the end, things are put back together again, and the world makes sense and moves on.
Okay, so have you brought in thrillers, mysteries, or police procedurals today?
I have brought in thrillers.
Okay.
And the first one is called August Snow by Stephen Mack Jones. And I have to say, it's a terrific title. It's a terrific title because you're walking by and there's all these books and you see a book called August Snow and you say, it doesn't snow in August. So you pick it up, and then you discover that, in fact, the main character, the hero, is named August Snow. And he is an ex-Detroit policeman who was let go from the police because he was investigating malfeasance in the mayor's office. Oh. This all rings so true with recent Detroit history. And I, as a Detroiter born and bred, just loved reading that. But then August Snow sued the police department for being let go and got a huge judgment for him. So he's kind of persona non grata with the police. And in this book, he's called by an elderly woman who wants him to investigate what's happening with the bank that her father bequeathed to her. And he does that. Now, this is a book that there's wonderful writing in this book. And Marcy, I just have to read this.
Okay.
He's talking at the very beginning, sort of setting the scene of Detroit for people who don't know the city. And he says, to the right off of westbound Jefferson Avenue, there were still neighborhoods that served as the gateway to hell, where black children cowered in the corners of abandoned houses, reading stolen books from school libraries by the last light of day. Places where the devil was fed his daily dinner by a state that hated its largest city and a country that unctuously pitied those who lived there. Isn't that wonderful?
It is, especially if you know Detroit.
I have to say, reading this book, he talks about, he in the course of his investigations, he goes to a particular neighborhood in Detroit, a neighborhood quite near to where my grandmother actually lived at one time. And he describes it in such a way that I put the book down and went to the computer and started Googling houses in the Boston Edison area.
That book is August Snow, and the author is Stephen Mack Jones. Mack Jones, two different words. You also have another thriller that you've brought in.
Yes, this one is called The Drifter. This came out last year. It's the first novel by a man named Nick Petrie. When you look at this book, you will see that it is blurbed by none other than Lee Child, which should give you a clue of the kind of book it is. And indeed, it is very Lee Childish. That is a kind of wonderful hero who kind of falls into a case and does the right thing and then moves on. And but his backstory is that he was a Marine, served several tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, and has come home with a severe case of PTSD. The book begins with him going to visit the wife of one of the people he served with, who came home from the same tours of duty but committed suicide. And so he goes to see that woman, and the first thing that he does is rescue this feral dog from under the porch. And the dog is just a wonderful, wonderful character. And as soon as I finished this book, I immediately read the second one, which is just coming out. And they're great.
Nick Petrie is the author of The Drifter, Stephen Mack Jones's book set in Detroit, August Snow. Librarian Nancy Pearl, it's always great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman there talking with Nancy Pearl.